Close your eyes. And be sensitive to the breath. Know when the breath is coming in, know when the breath is going out. Try to breathe in a way that feels comfortable. You want to give the mind a good place to settle down so it can gather its strength, it can gather its sense of well-being in the present moment. That sense of well-being is part of what constitutes merit. The Pali term punya is translated as merit. A better translation might be goodness. As the Buddha said, there are acts of merit, acts of goodness, and there are another name for happiness. When you can perform acts of generosity, when you can observe the precepts, not harm anybody, and when you can meditate and spread thoughts of goodwill to all beings, that makes the mind happy. And it's that happiness that we're dedicating to others. Of course, we can't just put it out of our minds and put it in their minds. But if there's any way that they can know that we've done acts of goodness and we've dedicated it to them, if that makes them happy, that's how the happiness gets spread. And your happiness doesn't get depleted by dedicating it to others. In fact, it actually gets multiplied. A common image is of lighting a candle. You have a lit candle in your hand. Other people have unlit candles in their hands. We light one or two of the candles, and everybody else lights everybody else's candles. Everybody gets brighter. Your candle flame is not diminished by sharing it with others. In the same way, the goodness that comes from acts of merit, and then the happiness that comes from that goodness, that's not depleted by sharing it. It's multiplied. So you want to make sure that your mind is in good shape. This is why when we dedicate merit to others, dedicate goodness to others, we want to make sure that it's complete. We do the acts of generosity, we do acts that follow in line with the precepts, and then we develop the mind. And all those activities ultimately focus on the mind. The acts of generosity broaden the mind. As you get lifted out of your own personal concerns, you start thinking about the needs of others. Virtue expands your mind as you realize that you don't want your happiness to harm anybody. So in your search for happiness, you want to be responsible. That lifts the mind as well. And then finally, developing thoughts of goodwill. You want to think of all beings in the world, wherever they may be, as being happy. This too expands your mind, lifts your mind, that quality of an expanded mind. That's what you want to share with others. So stop and think as you're performing acts of merit, that the focus is on the mind, the qualities of the mind that develop as you plan your acts of generosity, as you carry them through. As you take the precepts and as you observe them, as you carry them through. And then you carry through with thoughts of goodwill. In other words, you don't just think, may all beings be happy. May all beings understand the causes for true happiness and be willing and able to act on them. But you're also happy to help them in whatever way you can in that endeavor. All in all, what you're doing is expanding the mind, making it a much more spacious place in which to stay. And that expanded mind then can be shared. That's one of the good things about the Buddha's teachings. Most people in the world look for their happiness in terms of wealth, status, praise, sensual pleasures. But those kinds of pleasures, those kinds of happiness, can create divisions. As one side gains, somebody else has to lose. When you look for your happiness in terms of merit, in terms of generosity, virtue, and meditation, developing good qualities in the mind, you benefit, the people around you benefit as well. It's a happiness that doesn't have any clear boundaries. It erases boundaries. We need more of that in the world.